I'm very pleased to have you here today. Yeah. So let me start it. So NextDPC is an LTE core network. The first phrase is Harald Lotte, basically. Do you remember it? The first page wrote to you by year, yeah. So NextDPC provides MME, SDW, the serving gateway, MP gateway, HSS, and PCRF, five elements. NextDPC has been tested in GNU Linux distribution. So I mainly developed on the Mac OS X, like here, yeah. So support for FreeBSD and Mac OS X is what happened. There is no special meaning. In FreeBSD, was not installed and tested in direct machine. In the VirtualBox environment, we have just executed some test code. But Mac OS X is correctly worked with SRS in Node B. Package support Harald, Lot, the Debian Ubuntu package, and Martin. Yeah, so OpenSUSE is written by Martin. He said that yesterday, maybe Fedora support, right? Yeah, I'm not sure. Anyway, there are three members. I'm working as a government official in Korea. So I'm a daddy of two children and the elderly person of the Korea who has to make money. But anyway, I graduated from university and worked in security and networking area more than 10 years. And in 2011, I worked as a public servant. Therefore, I don't have to make money from NextDPC basically. And Jin Young Park is some software engineer from Juni Global Network. The company supports some PentoCell and InnodeB. Brandon Ji Hoon Lee in Denver, professor in Colorado. There are many people who are not familiar with LTE or 4G network, so I just like to reduce some 4G words in this presentation. So basically, this is internal. We have some libcore library. Yeah, in 2010, the core library is developed. It is very old library. The coding style is a bit old, but I chose it because there are no copyright problem because the three people is implemented it. I started using APR, Apache Runtime Library, for OS abstraction layer, such as Thread, Frog, blah, blah, blah. And then refer to OpenSSL. So OpenSSL is a bit inconvenient to use, so we have created some simple library. The remaining part, we solely designed some thread queue. Yeah, this is some for producer consumer worker and fine state machine. I think Osmo FSM is much better, in my opinion. But very simple library and TLV libraries, type, length, variable. We need this library for the GTP V2C message. In the memory pool, it is a bit different from APR pool or TLR. Yeah. So this is just a very simple array, basically. It does not have a parent-child structure. So you need to manage allocated point like known malloc free. So it is a little inconvenient. However, this structure enables to make some index, something PID or some ID, yeah. Let's see sample code. I'm not sure the pointer or anyway. So there is some declare and MMUI pool, the pool name, and MMUET is some structure. So MME pool of UE is the number of the array. So init and final function should be initialized and finalized in the process. And use add function and remove function, you can allocate some memory from the array and find the, use the some index. So O1, yeah, the time is O1 because it is an array. Memory related to packet buffer has a slight different structure, mostly used in data plane. BSD has a structure called mBuffer. So this is a zero copy implementation without memcopy when some header adding and removing IP or TCP, HTTP header in the packet in the data plane. So we have implemented this structure in our memory pool. Something like that, yes. Use static array pool, so some class buffer, so alloc free. The default number of buffer is 256. This value should be updated later. And among our codes, there are functions started with core underbar. This is just the name we have written for the Unix system library. Malloc is provided by the OS, while core underbar malloc is taken from the PK buffer structure. Initially, Jin-Young Bak designed this part. However, I recently recreated the socket library. I just started to upgrade IPv6 for this library. So, and then SCTP server, we use the substream method. However, macOS X uses subsequential packet. Yeah, this is because this is a library called user and SCTP. If I use the user and the SCTP library, some accept function, I cannot get out. It is blocked. So I informed him of this, and I do not know if this has been fixed recently. If it is fixed, I will change it or substream method. All UDP socket uses a bounded socket, so we are not using send to function, just use send. And all socket use non-blocking mode and one process, such like MME and SDW, some element uses only one select loop. Like Osmocom, we started using the ASN1C library for SONAP. In the past, we supported SONAP and developed it using ASN12 struct.py script. OAI people created this script. By the way, currently, some two people have recently made this without this Python script. Of course, it is not merged in the main branch, but NextDP has adopted the new SONAP recently. Let's see the example. So previously, we just used some structure very easily because the script generated the code. However, currently, the right side, currently, we need to some parsing code for, basically, the user should do some take this role. Encoder especially difficult to move new SONAP. For example, codes present left side just setting group and codes. But in the right side, there are much of code is needed. GTP V2C and NAS for this message, we are using spec document. So Python library and parse the spec document, generate C code. We encounter some problem for this approach, lots of text errata, like the previous session. Some charts need to merge itself. For example, these things. So before the execute the script, I need to change the cell merge by hand or the table. For diameter, we use the pre-diameter library. Very good, in my opinion, it is very good library, very stable to implement diameter protocol. But so there is no maintenance. So NextEPC includes the source code directly. Currently, there is no change in from the pre-diameter, except Harold requested me some code change for loopback test. Yeah. Module, so this is basic our some block for MME and HSS and all five elements. Some context, some data structure and event. Build is some encoder, SONAP, NAS, GTP, whatever thing. Handler is some handling and state machine, some main routine, and pass some pointer, SONAP, GTP, diameter. When UI and DB, we select the database of MongoDB. And for web user interface, the backend, we use the Node.js and Express. Frontend, we are using React, provided by Facebook. Recently, some company provided some Next.js framework. This is very good, nice. So data handling and use Redux Saga, and for authentication, we use Passport. A styled component can do web design directly, such a button or a menu can make directly. So our web UI is not so pretty. Oh, sorry. This is our web UI, so we are using JSON schema style. So just some JSON schema description, the form can be generated like these things. Let me start to show you about our web UI from the scratch. So I need to window. And firstly, MongoDB. And then so Node.js is running. Oh wow! So how to do that? I basically this is my first time presentation, so I don't know how to. In my opinion, it may be possible. Right? Yeah, okay. Yes. Let me again. So MongoDB running and Node.js backend is started. So and then this is our default port 3000. So this is, yeah. This is Sysmocom some new sim, yeah. So this is logout or login. And for adding subscriber, some plus button and change some IMSI, change K, change OPC, and save. Yeah, that's it. Or you may want multiple APN. In this case, so this is some one default internet APN, and you can add some IMS APN network like this. In this case, two APN is added, so some IMS network can be used. So there are some, this is for the dedicated bearer, so some blah, 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 or the rule can be added like this format. This is a spec format. Essentially, it is derived from the IPFW in FreeBSD. So some omlink or TCP, whatever thing, yeah, something like that. In this case, two classification is added and something like that. In the web UI, there are some profile, yeah. It is some handy tools. For example, 1-1 profile, and go to profile. So in this case, user easily add, use select profile and just set IMSI. So this profile is applied. That's it. Yeah. Our web UI is very simple. There is not much function currently.
Sorry, what's a
Yeah.
profile? So the question was whether what's a profile? And it's basically lots of subscribers normally have lots of similar properties. So you don't want to enter them individually for each subscriber.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Right. Okay, WebUI is done. I need to change. Oh. Hey. And next thing is so our test code. Our test code is very simple compared to Osmocom. Yeah. So Lipcoa is tested with a unit test manner, and five elements are tested with automated test manner like TTCN3, but the use we are C language. So UE and InnoDB test packet is hard-coded raw packet from Wireshark, and some test packet created by SONMP encoder. For Volte, we some protocol stack is minimally implemented. So this is raw packet, and sometime I need to create some encoder. Let me demo. So MongoDB and yeah, sorry. so okay, yeah. So I need to some basically, yeah. Let me try. Yeah, let me try. No. Right? Okay, good. Yeah. MongoDB and oh, sorry. So I need to some network because the tune is needed in the macOS X. So basically it could in my development environment I just usually initialize the when power up, but for demo I used these things. Yeah. Some IP table is added and some yeah. Tune is configured. And then okay, let me try it first. This is unit test code, so some FSM and TLV, timers, lock, atomic, yeah, some thread queue, yeah, oh, sleep. Yeah. This is some unit test manner. And the other thing we use some, so we made it to Wireshark. So in the Wireshark, there are packet capture loopback, yeah. And the filter, yeah, these things. Why? Usually, so Mac OS X needed to root privilege in for the tune device. So in the Linux, you can just use these things because the next PC so uses least privilege approaches. So, but Mac OS, there is no way. So we need to these things. So and test PC. What the hell? In my opinion, Oh, it is not worked. I don't know. Anyway, episode sometime running in that time. Oh, what happened? Ridiculous. Let me try one more thing, may not be worked. Okay, let me need some try to debugging later, but debugging some disk configuration anyway. So test script is something like that. So this thing, some packet is sending and receiving. So for example, some initial UI message send and receive, some compare. The result is compare is this style. Yeah, so there is a lot of packet. For example, in my opinion, there is our website. Oh, no. Our website. Document, git, oops. Eric, recap. Yeah. This is our test script. If the test script is running, so this is some attachy and some IPv6 loss solicitation. The test have some data passage, also some loop pack test. And some port, and the remainder part is some handover. It is also working. Anyway, I need to. Okay. Not. There is we implemented some Docker, so focus on test environment in the container manner, like OsmoCon. We use Docker Composer. Yeah, so there are four environments: some build environment and some development environment and learning environment and test environment. So this Docker Composer and running Docker Composer run dev just to set up some development environment and the test script, some tests or some different Linux distribution. My current working, I implemented the Volte function. Initially, I was planning to use the Camellia project to do the testing. However, the C packet could not be generated. No matter how I set up USIM or phone, this does not work. So maybe there is a way to use it in the industry, in my opinion. But I have not yet found it yet. So I have some, yeah, it is not working. And I'm considering how to communicate between web UI and HTTPS PCRF. I'm thinking of the ability to modify the configuration file on the web or build a log. We are also considering to build subscriber-based log like a Wireshark on the web. There are many ways, but I have not yet decided which is the best at this point. Okay, next EPC status, where we are. We are mainly working in aging experiments for 3 or 4 days and are currently operating reliably in the lab. 4 InnodeB and 8 UE is used, maximum throughput at edge environment. So I think next EPC could be mainly used as a test EPC for developer, so InnodeB or UE. What is missing? So unit test, automate test is available, but no end-to-test. No CI, so no subscriber-based logging for service provider. So in my opinion, business is not yet, definitely. What we want to do, so several reasons, we hope this open source community will grow stronger. So what can we contribute to? We have wondered what feature first developed could benefit for developer or companies of this community. So I thought about this. So some anyone comes to us, yeah. First, we try to make the feature first. In the roadmap, there are lots of feature, but yeah. Of course, there is no NRE for free for developing. Please, any volunteer to develop co-work? So how to co-work? Co-work, so do you have any packet capture file for new feature? Then it will be implemented very quickly, in my opinion, for using our test environment. So no, I don't care. So I can see the spec and making coder and implementing it. But it may be some time is needed. It will take some time. So it will be updated GitHub repository. You can use it. Yeah. OK, that's it. Yeah. Any question? Oh, yeah.
So as I understand, this project is about core LTE network. And what if I would like to run this in my lab environment? How can I, which base station shall I use to connect to your core network and so on? How can I test it with real equipment?
Yeah, so how can you test it? So basically our website, I cannot know, I can understand your question, but okay, anyway, I started.
Maybe if I can rephrase the question, which eNodeB do you support?
Which eNodeB?
Yes.
Can be used, right?
Yes, with yeah, Next.DTC.
Yeah, 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 okay. So there are some, so top two people have some commercial eNodeB, but in my case, so this is our document page. I need some. So at the home, so getting started, just installation or some build manual and the configuration. And so this, there is some tutorial. So prerequisite, yeah, so USRP is needed. Basically, SysMocom provided me the USRP, GPS door, blah, 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 yeah. So this is overall physical setup. Harold wrote this guide. I copied it. And then the installation, UHD hardware driver like this. And then this is SRS eNodeB, so just install, compile. For Next EPC is available on listen to Ubuntu, and also OpenSUSE is available. So just install, and WebUI UI install like this. So if you buy the SysMocom, USIM, you can receive some mail like this. And then login, and adding subscriber. So the change is needed. This SON API address is from SRS eNodeB. Yeah, this is loopback. So the PLLM ID from SysMocom USIM. The tracking area code, source eNodeB. So just change this configuration. And change this. And then this for the ping, yeah, some change some IP table. And then change the SRS eNodeB configuration. Just run, yeah. Where? Say it again?
I think it's nice to copy it.
I'm just thinking it's
it's good to have these diffs of what you should change to have your network working. And I think it may be a good idea to have that also in Osmocom Wiki, because sometimes we have some configurations, but they are quite complex. And then when somebody wants to set up a new network, and it's the first time, they don't really know which parameters they should change or not.
Yeah,
or
definitely. So I like this style. Yeah.
I have a short question. What is their architecture in terms of processes? So you have MME, SGV, BGV. Are they separate executables? Or?
Sure, definitely. Because, these things. So basically, how to run, I'm not sure it can be working or not. And so the process, the process is like this. So some MME and some outside machine. It could be possible because between these things is some spec diameter. Can be derived by the configuration file, something like the, our configuration use some YAML. So these things, some address is changed, so you can use some other machine. Yeah.
And inside those executables, are they multi-threaded or single-threaded?
Basically SGW serving gateway and P gateway single thread, MME two thread. It could be used one thread, but for easy to debug, we use two thread for MME.
Which threads do you have in MME?
Hmm?
What threads do you have in MME?
MME case, the one network select loop and one message queue handler. So some producer consumer queue and just producer and consumer. Only two threads. Yeah. This, of course, it could be used one thread, but our design is two threads for MME. But serving gateway and P gateway, and also MME context. Context some data structure used only by the one thread, so there is no locking tile, no locking in there. Yeah, no mutex, no semaphore. Yeah. For developer, so we use some handy tools. So usually we are using some SPCD. There is some POC, so five processes is executed. So this is for develop, for me, basically. But package installed, the process is not installed. So the package is usually something like installation. Yeah, so five processes, only one. Five processes installed, and WebUI.
What's the status of testing, let's say? So it's stable, there's somebody testing it quite a lot, more like in production or on the field? I rephrase. Is there somebody using it day to day or doing good amount of tests?
Mm-hmm. Good amount.
Is it being used or?
In my case.
In production or.
For production.
Yeah.
For production, I need to more test framework. It is not enough in my opinion for production.
Okay.
Because this project is not tested in the field, only in the lab. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was my question.
Yeah. Sure. Definitely. But in my home, there is a very small desk. How to set up it? More question? Done? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh.